Hello, cholas, skonkas, and high nooners, and welcome to episode 3 of Dude Don't Destami podcast. This is our Halloween episode, and today we have some of Richard's dreams as well as a special guest waiting. So everybody get ready, turn on that nightlight, grab your dildos and pocket pussies, fill that drink cup, because we're about to get started. My name is Ram.
I'm Richard.
And I'm Aaron.
Let's fucking do it. All right, guys. Yes, welcome back. This is our Halloween episode because we are nearing Halloween. So how are you guys feeling about that?
Loose. Is that not right? Is that not how you feel? I feel loose.
I mean...
The spirit has finished inside me.
Oh. Has finished inside him. Aaron, what about you?
I feel great. I love spooky season. It's my favorite time of year.
Not only do I love Halloween, I love October. It's nearing my birthday as well. I'm getting older by the minute. Mm-hmm. But
heavy on the getting older.
Heavy. Very heavy. High noon.
How old are you turning? 63? 64?
78.
Dang, look at you.
And he looked great.
Thank you.
He looked damn good.
Balls down to his knees. He's ready to go.
I mean, it's true. It's all true.
Hey, they still get the job done. Got the
extra filling or whatever.
Throwing baby powder at people.
So how are you guys? How are you guys doing today? You guys doing all right?
I'm doing good. Yeah. The weather is finally changing.
Yeah.
So it feels different outside. It feels later. It feels like the world, I think, is ready to end. I think it's good.
Right?
I think
it's at this moment. Is it just me or like, do I feel my seasonal depression knocking on the door?
Weather's changing.
You know what I like? I try to be depressed.
You know what I like about Richard is when he'll say something like that's pretty downward, he's like, but it's pretty great, you know? It's pretty good. Like,
yeah, he was like, I'm ready to fucking kill myself, but it's really great.
It's been a great day. It's been awesome.
But it's been a great day.
I saw 17 people die. I ran over 2 other ones. And, you know, it was a Thursday.
Double homicide.
It was an oopsie daisy.
An oopsie daisy.
God, I sound so gay. But yeah, no. It's been wonderful. It's been great. It's been wonderful and great.
When we listen to the episodes, like back and all that, do you like nitpick everything you say, the way you breathe, everything? I do it to myself, so I'll be like,
yeah, that's why I do my little breathing thing. Because I feel like I'm a fat bitch whenever I do this, so.
Well, I am a fat bitch, so.
So if you guys are subbed to the Patreon, you can finally see
feet pics.
Richard's breath in one of the videos, so you guys can kind of take a...
We've captured his breath on candy
camera. We have, so it is out. It is out in the world right now. If you're a tier Patreon pledge, you can watch some behind-the-scenes videos. So
thanks to Bookie. Bookie with some good images.
And speaking of
Android,
that...
Bookie with some good images on the Android, so like them apples. Aaron
rolls eyes.
Speaking of that,
I rolled my eyes for everyone at home.
Gentlemen, I think it's time to introduce Bookie to the world. What do you think?
Yeah. Yes, big Bookie, not the little one. All right.
Well, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we have Bookie in the studio today. What's up, Bookie?
Hello, everyone.
Woo. How are y'all Hello, doing? Bookie.
With that bass. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy.
It's been wonderful. How are you doing, Bookie?
I'm doing fantastic.
Tell us about your life.
My life? I grew up in the middle of nowhere, my guy. There's not much to it.
In the sticks.
In the sticks, the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
With a life without spice. It's great.
The life of pie.
This is a big Bookie talking right now. Right. Everybody give him some respect. Not the big little Bookie. No, but Bookie has definitely been a phenomenal addition to our cast. So we're very, very, very lucky to have him on board. So thanks, Bookie, and welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Nice.
It's going to be fun. I'm really excited. We're going to do some fun stuff today. So we know Bookie from work, right? So it's where we all met the lovely Bookie and his inappropriateness.
The lovely Bookie.
Hey, I was not as bad until you started working there.
Dang, I called out.
100%.
Man, you ho.
On the daily.
But no, Bookie's a big gamer. Big gamer for Bookie. PC, PS5, Xbox? No.
No. Yes? PC, no. Switch.
Switch.
And then everything else, pretty much.
Like switches in like switch verse.
So Buki's a power bottom apparently. Oh my god.
Shout out to Roxy for teaching us.
Yes, that. Shout out to Roxy. Shout out to Sabrina for teaching us as well.
Roxy, yes. Brittany.
For hey guys, how y'all doing?
Correcting us on the terminology in the lesbian world.
I forgot about all that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 2 years ago, remember?
Yeah.
Terms in the gay world are just hoe. So, you know.
If you haven't heard, please listen to episode 7, where we specifically talk about that. And then Roxy is debuted on episode 5 of season 1. So make sure to check those out.
Is it 5 or 4?
Roxy's on 5. Yes, and yes, Sabrina's 5. On yes. 7.
Yes.
Yeah. So go check those out, guys, if you haven't already. Because 5
is corn pickles.
Yes. 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 Okay. Yeah. Corn pickles.
Corn pickles.
Her pickle ASMR.
Yeah, it was pretty. It sounded pretty good. Yep. Got a good crunch. Mm-hmm. And then she introduced us to the boots and cats.
I miss all of you, by the way.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys are doing well.
I got a message from Brittany the other day. She's listening to the podcast again. And, and it looks like there's other people that are in the general area listening as well, because Germany's going up on our Spotify stuff.
Well, shout out to the other people as well. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
Really, yeah, shout out to everyone.
So she was like, oh, I miss y'all. It's so great. What did she say? I think she was like, I love hearing your voices. I miss y'all so much. And stuff. And I was like, I miss you, dude.
I just imagine the Germans drinking beer at Oktoberfest right now, throwing ass to the podcast in the background.
That would be a literal dream come true.
That would be amazing. That was the case.
Clapping along with Aaron.
Then fucking shit.
Roll
dude,
call.
Don't it does Germany.
yeah
dude, don't it does Germany.
All I gotta say is clap away, my friends. Clap away.
Right. There's a pill for that now. Oh, we talking about your cheeks. Not that. I'm so sorry.
Not throw that ass. Toast those steins, bitch. Live your best life.
Throw ass.
Yeah. Imagine that, being at Oktoberfest in Germany and just fucking throwing ass. That's on my bucket list now.
That's a vibe.
That's just become that just got part of my bucket list.
Mark my words, that's gonna happen one
I've
day.
I've been seeing a lot of pictures of and videos on TikTok. I'm like, damn, this looks like a whole thing. I want to go.
No, you know what's impressive? Seeing the like the servers over there when they're carrying like fucking 15. Yeah. Like,
I've seen that. Seen that shit. That's crazy.
I'm like, yeah. Very quick carry three and of those
what's,
bitches.
What's crazy is they literally carry it like just one hand in the middle and then and on the bottom.
Yeah.
And like fucking 15 to 20. Like
it's amazing. Same. It really is. Same.
Meanwhile, we got motherfuckers can't even carry two beers. Crazy.
You're right.
Crazy. And they're those fat ass steins too. Mm-hmm. They're like the fucking this big.
They're like glass. We have plastic ones, and I'm like, fuck, I'm struggling with just carrying like three or four of these bitches that are
I'm
full.
I'm dead. Very true. Yeah, and there's like glass, like the actual real steins.
Yeah.
Those are the girls who, if they beat you off, they're going to rip your dick off.
Oh. Promise.
Like, yeah.
Touch me.
Bitch, that's fucking Switzerland or Sweden.
Just instantly went to that.
99999.
Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Oh, scheisse. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All of our Germany listeners are like, I know you fucking lying.
They just tuned off. Right?
They just unsubscribed.
Sorry.
That's a slur right there. That's a straight up slur.
Right. It definitely was. It's all love.
It's all. Damn it, Richard. We can't do shit serious. Look what you've done, Richard.
Y'all know we can't do shit serious.
Look what you've done.
The only thing that comes out of my mouth is all about dick. That's all it is. 24/7.
And that's the only thing that goes in it, too.
Sometimes don't even come out.
Dick and hot Cheetos.
Cheese. I mean, dick Cheetos.
That demon cheese.
The hot Cheeto and cheese, just like a little dick, eat a little hot Cheeto, boom.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I think that would burn the person.
No shit, like, yeah.
Nah,
my urethra tube.
That's fucking Cheeto dust in my dick. Like, what the fuck?
It burns.
Right.
That's just the clap. That's just the chlamydia coming out. That's what it
big.
Is.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know. So, like I mentioned, this is the Halloween episode. Right. So, we have some... spooky, scary stuff coming up in just a bit. Richard is going to share with us one of his dreams that we haven't heard from in a while. It's been, I think the last time we heard from you on that was maybe what? Episode?
It wasn't when Anthony was on. He was our final.
I think it was.
It wasn't the Star Wars episode either. It was.
The last time we heard your dreams was La Intermisión. Intermisión? La Intermisión? Why did I?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you say it in Spanish?
I don't know, bitch. You speak it.
Right. You're the,
you're the
bilingual one.
La Intermission. Anyway, La Intermission was the last time we heard your dream. So that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Damn. God dang. That was a long time ago.
I feel like you should have some good nightmare fuel locked and loaded, being that you were forced to watch The Exorcist, the new one.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, so,
but that one wasn't that scary.
That one wasn't scary at all.
I feel like the most fucked part was when she got dragged to hell. And even then, it wasn't even like super like
spoiler alert. If you're, if you're,
y'all know how I feel about spoilers, bitch. If you haven't seen it, grow up, go watch it.
Ooh,
grow up,
grow up.
Right, we haven't said that in a while.
That movie has been out for like fucking, it's only been out
so
for
if you
like
listen,
10 years now, bitch. Just came out Tuesday, like
3 weeks. Nah, it literally just
if you already listened, out,
it'll be 2 weeks.
Right, by the time, yeah, by the time this comes out, it had been out for like 3 weeks.
So you're right.
If you wanted to see it, you would have watched it by now.
Spoiler alert. Regardless.
So
I'm just kidding.
Trigger warning. Not trigger warning, but there's a spoiler here. So you already heard it. But anyway, so if you heard episode 2 of season 2.0, we talked about going to the movie. We went the next day. It was all right.
Yeah. It I think The Nun 2 was quote unquote scarier. But once again, even that one.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I have to watch. I have to watch
that one. That one would probably fuck him up.
I haven't seen.
It was good, but it wasn't.
It was good, but not scary.
Yeah.
But overall, it would probably fuck Richard up, though.
Yeah. An overall just review of the movie, without spoiling too much, is it wasn't like a, it wasn't a horror at all. It wasn't a whore.
Definitely like a thriller.
Mm-hmm. 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 Them sinners went to hell. They were whores. So the, it wasn't, I don't know what it was. It wasn't like a jump scare. There were two parts where I got scared. The first intro piece, wasn't expecting it. It just got real loud real fast.
I don't think it was a part of the movie. I think it was just like a little.
That one part.
It was.
There was that one part where I with the dog at the very beginning. Ceiling,
yeah.
Where like, you know, the it was thing just, in the water.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, there was just a jump scare into it. That was it. There was only two, really.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't action. I don't even know what to call it. Like, it was.
It was a good story, though, mm-hmm. I feel. Yeah. Like, yeah, I feel like good. They connected it very well. Even to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like how they connected them.
Yeah, yeah, the characters that came in from the mm-hmm. the other movie, and that was pretty cool.
But she's like, "We've met before." I'm like, "Oh shit,
Daddy." but no, it was a different. I don't know. It was different for sure. I was expecting it to be scary. Wasn't at all. The Nun 2, though, that one, the first one fucked me up. But I'm excited to see the second one. I really want to see the second one.
I think you'll be fine. The second one is not like.
Yeah, the first one was.
I think the first one is a lot more like dark and mm-hmm. evil than the second one for sure.
I honestly don't remember the first one, and I own it. I just haven't seen it in a long
time. It's so good.
It's good.
So I might watch it.
When I tell you I watch that so much, you gotta watch it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, that'll be cool. We can stream it on our Discord.
Yeah. Okay. Movie night. We'll watch The Nun. We'll set it up. Bookie will set it up. We'll put an event, and if you follow the Discord. Have a movie night with Dude Donde.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Also coming up, Dude Donde, we do have a Q&A session coming up. I think that's going to be in the works in the next week, maybe 2 weeks from now. I know that biweekly Q&A is part of the tier on Patreon. We are setting that up. So have no fear, guys. We will be doing that as well.
So The Nun 2 is streaming October 27th on HBO Max.
Perfect.
So I'll probably be watching it after Halloween, right?
Yep.
Probably be the best chance to do it.
We can do The Nun and The Nun 2 on stream.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Because I have Max, so we can do that. And I can stream it on Discord.
Period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. We got Pornhub, so we can just knock it out.
I mean, we can do do intermission porn. You know, in between the movies, just...
Is this allowed?
I mean, streaming on Discord is probably not allowed either.
They don't even know that. They don't need to
but
know.
But yeah, they don't need to know.
Discord side listen to our channel.
It's all good fun.
It'll just
fun,
do a watch party. Like, do an invitation for a watch party, and then, like,
exactly.
You could post the link in the Discord.
Exactly. That's what
we used to do that with Netflix.
Isn't that a Netflix thing? Yes. But I think there's a way. There's an app. There's a. I had to look it up. There's a website that you can go to, and you just log into, like, whatever subscription you have, and then you should. So, like, one of y'all with a PC would have to do it.
Honestly,
but you can do a watch party like that through that third-party site.
Discord sharing screen works fine, too.
Yeah, we'll be having a movie night. So just look out for that on Discord. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll stream
as
it.
As part of our Halloween extravaganza.
We'll stream it at 480p, so it'll be super clear. It'll be ready to go.
Chinese.
In Chinese, yes.
Yes.
With no subtitles. I'm sorry.
In Korean. I need to brush up on my Korean.
Oh, there you go.
So it'll
be perfect. Bram will be there translating the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
What did they say? I don't know.
Night, 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 night. I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm kidding.
You'll wow. float too. You'll float too.
Right. You'll float too.
Is that it? That is,
yes. That is it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Georgie.
After I saw the first one, I've never seen any other ones.
So yeah, the original is so much better.
Oh my God,
that's I agree.
Better. I just love the original when he's in the library. He's like, what does he say? Hey there, girly boy. Pennywise was a fucking menace in the original one.
Yeah. He really was.
Was a fucking menace.
Tim Curry?
Yes.
Tim Curry's amazing. He's good. Shout out. Shout out
to I just think the original was so much better. And I like that they did it all in one go versus the two parts.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Tim Curry? Like in pictures?
I have. He's in the wheelchair. He's
like really sick now. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's super old. I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
I see him on these movies. I'm like.
It's funny you bring it up because I just saw him in a photo. Mm-hmm. One of the cons or one of the. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I saw him like, man, he's up there. He's up there.
I was just going through Google and I was just searching a bunch of people that basically I grew up with watching the movies and shit. I'm like, mm-hmm. damn, everybody's old now. Mm-hmm. They're all in their 60s and their 70s.
You're old.
Man, fuck you.
Shay, you're 43, bitch. What do you know?
Oh, bitch, fuck.
43 looks good on you, Richard.
I'm going to be dead after
40. Good might be a stretch, but.
Like that ass.
Oh.
Damn, that was good.
With the quips for days, bro. All
right, I'm going to let him have that one. Yeah. That was quick like, with it.
Right. Lick your wounds and come back and fight another day.
Right.
Lick something else. I'll let you
take that dub. Okay. I'll take the L. All
right.
Lick that hole.
not the 2 for 0. All right, Richard. So what nightmare fuel?
Oh, and man. Okay.
Yeah, share. Let's get into it. Yeah. Let's get into it, boys.
That set the vibes.
So oh man, I don't know. There's been a few of them that have been real fucked lately.
The most fucked one.
It was pretty wet afterwards. So it's a good dream. Is that ketchup?
So. Oh no, not ketchup. There's a fucking condiment table next to the bed after the dream.
I love how he always goes back to condiments, right?
I'm refilling my mayo.
So it was a succubus?
That's what I was. So I.
What's the male version of a succubus?
Incubus.
Richard.
That's right.
Your mom.
Wait. That was a lot at once. Okay. The three answers at once fucked me up. Okay, so we have Buki with incubus. We have Ram with Richard, and Richard with your mom. That way,
and
all three.
And Buki is right, but
okay,
it's incubus.
I thought it was, but I was like, damn, I don't know.
But also, Richard could also be Richard.
Richard's a succubus.
For the
right size bag of hot Cheetos, I'll be whatever.
Number, you know, those sucky sucky.
So if you like, you know, the Kukui and the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to do certain things before you go to bed. Mm. Do not go to bed with a bag of hot Cheetos because you'll be visited by
Richard. Will be there.
I'm a sucky ass.
He'll be at the feet of your bed licking his feet. But I mean,
if you do that though, just grab yourself some hot Cheetos. Put them.
Definitely don't leave your feet out. Uh-huh.
And instead of
sucked,
you're gonna get the toes
sucked.
The fucking noise.
Instead of salt around the bed, you better put some ketchup packets around.
There you go.
Ketchup packets. Instead of a salt circle, put yourself around.
You're like, oh, no. Just
circle it with a bunch of condoms.
Fucking ketchup.
Heinz ketchup. It's used condoms. Just put condoms around. I'm just gonna
use just condoms. Cum rags. Everything.
The socks. The crunchy socks.
Maybe. Not the crunchy socks.
What are these chips around the bed?
Right.
Yeah.
Put Lay's chips around the bed, then I'll turn away. I'll
throw some Cheeto dust on a lighted black candle.
Richard appears.
Those phallic candles that
you
get.
You can only buy them from the Megaplex.
Right. Oh, shout out to the Megaplex. We love them.
And instead of a virgin lighting, you have to have a hoe light them. So, Aaron, if you light the candle, then I'll pop up.
I would be happy to do the honors.
Say Colgate into the mirror 3 times.
You have to sacrifice your toothbrush.
Listen, toothbrush.
Be in the mirror. Listen, toothbrush.
Colgate. Boom, just.
Oh, shit. That was a good knock.
Where you at, bitch?
Where's my hot Cheetos? That was a good knock.
I smell them. Where them hot Cheetos at?
I know you're hiding them from me.
I'm at your window. So, Bookie's going to get kicked off the show already.
Oh, fuck you, Bookie. Bookie. Yeah,
God damn it.
Oh, okay. For the third time with the dream. Time.
All right, we're going to set the mood now. Here, okay. here's some music. Let's go, Richard. Here we go.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey.
Stop throwing ass.
Hey.
Aaron's mic went inside his asshole for a second, so that breeze you felt.
That twerking doesn't count unless you stick your tongue out.
Right, and you got to stand up for that.
You got to stand up. You got to put yourself on a surface and just let it.
If you're asshole and puckering, it ain't real.
Yep,
puckering. You know, okay. I was on my Discord last night, and one of the people on there said, "Balloon knot," called the ass like the starfish a balloon knot. Have you ever heard that?
No, but I could see that.
Yeah.
See that.
It just fucking made me laugh.
Visually, so, I just, yeah.
Balloon knot. So if you're listening, shout out. Glenn, that's for you, bro.
It was Glenn. Was it Glenn that said it?
Shout out to Glenn.
What's up, my man? You get a shout out on the podcast for that. That's great.
That's amazing.
Okay, Richard, go ahead. Okay. Here we go, man.
So in my dream, I wasn't at... This sounds stupid. So I was at work, but I wasn't at work.
It's always at work.
I basically live there. So my nightmares are work field. I still got to continue working when I'm asleep. So I was at work. Terrible.
There's so much to do.
Got to get this done.
That episode of SpongeBob where they're running around his head, the filing cabinets are on fire. That's literally Richard.
Yes, yep. That's me right there.
Sorry, Richard. Go ahead.
Trying to get them schedules down while I'm in my dreams.
God damn, that's it.
He's in his head. Who's closing?
He wakes up in a fright.
Right.
Oh, no.
I'm not at work.
See, that's fucking scary. Now, that's scary shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I dream about work a lot. So, I was at work, but I wasn't at work because the walls were like work walls, like our admin building walls. But the ground, it was like dirt and grass and everything. The doors were all missing. The windows were all missing. There was no light. It was just all dark. It was kind of like moonlit in a way. Which, what the fuck does that look like? So, whatever. I was moving around trying to figure out where I was at. Because I knew where I was, but I just didn't process where I was. And so, there was noise coming out of the building. I was trying to figure out, like, where is it at? What's going on? It was a person screaming. And so, I have to take breaths, okay?
Oh, sorry. I also had a yawn.
So I'm trying to figure out where this noise is coming from. I'm roaming around the halls. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Who is it? Like, where I can help. Like, I feel my heart racing in the dream because I'm trying to move. Where is it at? Even though all the doors are gone, I feel like going through them, there was pressure. So I finally make my way around. A lot of people don't know what our admin building looks like unless you work with us. So I made my way into our main boss's office, and there was somebody on the floor, and they're just screaming, and they're turning on their side. And I was like, what's going on? What's happening? I'm trying to reach out to grab them, but as I reached out, it was almost like slow motion. Like, I would reach out, and then I would slowly move my way towards them. And so I finally grabbed them. I turned them over, and their chest is split open.
Oh.
And all their just innards are there. Like, it looks like they're missing the centerpiece of their sternum and everything. So I'm freaking out. There's blood everywhere. This person is still screaming, but they have no eyes. Well, it's not that they didn't have any eyes. Their eyes were there. There just wasn't anything in their eye. Like, it was just white. And then they had just, you know, blood everywhere in their mouth and their face and everything. And I'm trying to figure out who the hell is this person. I think when I woke up, I realized, who was it? It was a team member I used to work with a long time ago. His name was Adrian, but I don't know. It was a long time ago. It was like his teenage body, not his adult body, because he's like in his mid-20s now. So I'm trying to figure out what's happening. And then I feel something pull me, and it just yanks me back. Honestly, it pulls me like 10 feet back. I turn around. There's nothing there. And I was like, what? Like, who's there? Like, what's going on? I'm still freaking out because I just saw somebody. I can still, even when I woke up, my heart was racing, like as if I just was there in real life. So they pull me back, and I was like, what the hell? And I turn back around and I look at the guy that's on the floor and he's not there anymore, but all the blood is still there. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I'm like, okay, so I try running. But you know, when you try to run in a dream, it's you're running through water. Super hard. It's like your legs aren't really working the way you want to. You're looking forward, but you're all super disorientated, just all over the place. So I'm trying to find the stairs so I can get down. So I'm running down that long hallway, you know, the long hallway right before you get to the stairs that are inside the building. I move towards the stairs and I open the stairs and it's a stairway, but everything, it looks like I'm outside again. Like it's grass everywhere, dirt everywhere. The stairs are there, but they're just all covered in stuff. I was like, what the fuck? So I ran down the stairs. It felt like I went down 5 flights of stairs. Our building is only 2 stories, right? So right. I went down like 5 flights of stairs before I finally got to the first floor. I try to run outside, and as I try to run outside, I'm running back inside. So nothing's letting me leave the building. I can see the outside, but when I try to run out, it just pushes me right back in. And so I'm like, what the hell? So I try another door, and I try another, and it just keeps pushing me into the same hallway. And then I can see people down at the end of the hallway, and they have no face. Their face is gone. They're people. I don't know who they are, but their face is gone. There's blood everywhere. And then they're just standing there staring at me in the most stagnant way. They're not moving. They're not swaying. They're just standing. Just very, very still staring at me. And so I'm like, hello, what's going on? What's this? What? Where am I at? Like, I need help. And they're just there. And then I turn to my right and I see an animal. It kind of reminds me of the other dream I had when everybody was being eaten alive by a cougar or jaguar or whatever.
That oh,
was.
Like at that concert. I remember that. Yeah, festival. Yeah.
That was a good night.
I remember that.
It was eating somebody and it was eating their face. It was eating their neck. Like it was just mauling the shit out of them. And in the most vivid way, I could see every tear of their skin, every piece of their body just blown open. It was, I don't even know who it was. There was nothing left for me to see. And again, I'm trying to run outside and it keeps pushing me right back in. I run towards the people that are at the end of the hallway and something pushes me. So I fall and I get up and the people are gone. I was like, okay. So I keep trying to run. I try running out the front door. They turn me right back around. And there's more people. There's a lot more people now in the hallway. The hallway is completely filled. People of all different heights. They're not like a normal height. Like they're almost to the ceiling, but they're kind of still varied. And they're just, I can think of like Slenderman in a hallway, just times 50.
Oof.
Still the same body, everything. And then I just keep trying to run around and I see something at the end of the hallway past the people. And it looks like a demon. It was just the most horrific shaped body with just eyes that are super red, but they're not glowing red, like something magical. It was like blood, just red. And I'm just standing there seeing them and I'm trying to say something. I can't say anything. I'm trying to move. I can't move. I'm trying to just do everything to get into a different spot and I'm completely fucked. And it starts running at me. And as it starts running at me, I'm trying to turn and move, but it was like a very slow, like I had no momentum to my body. And it, when it hits me, cause it runs right into me, it jams me with something. I don't know if it was a knife or a claw or whatever, but that's exactly when I wake up. And when I wake up, I could feel it in my side. It was terrible. And I felt it for maybe about an hour after I woke up. I hated every moment of it, but
wow.
That was my dream.
That's pretty vivid. I mean,
it always astounds me how like vivid.
Yeah.
Not only how vivid your dreams are in general, but how vivid your ability to like recap everything is.
Yeah.
Like it really stays with you.
Like it's a legit horror that just lives forever. Yeah. I still remember some from when I was little that were real bad, but it always blows my mind that when I get like stabbed like that or hit or punched, when I wake up, I feel everything as if I just pick myself up off the ground and I'm moving, heart still racing.
Yeah.
I'm all hot and I'm all sweaty. So
a little hungry,
a little hard, but you know, it's it is what it is.
But you know, that's why I always say like, I'm not like spiritual by no means per se, but y'all know I've always said I'm a firm believer. I really feel like it's a very thin line between us the thin veil between us and the side. So
we're all just energy. Yeah, our energy has to go somewhere.
Very much so.
Yeah, I still have a lot of the dreams where I can see myself.
So I'm astral projecting.
Like I wake up and I feel like I'm awake and I'm moving. You're like around.
Floating over your body.
Yeah.
Like, or like you're standing at the foot of your bed or mm-hmm. whatever, looking at yourself.
I can see myself. It's really crazy. I still have a lot of dreams when I feel somebody walking on my bed. And I can feel like my bed like indenting as if they're literally walking on top of it. And when I wake up, I'm like, what the hell? It feels like it was real. Because in my dream, I'm waking up from being asleep and this is happening. But then I actually wake up a little bit after. Those are pretty fun.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really exciting. And then if I watch a horror movie, like a legit horror movie, especially the ones from like the 80s, because those are the real fucked ones.
Oh, yeah. Those are
very well made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They will replay in my brain when I'm asleep. It's good times. It keeps me alive. It keeps me going. But yeah, that's my horror, my dreams.
Are you ever able to manifest like a weapon of choice in your dream to fight off anything? No?
No.
Well, you mentioned you couldn't move or even like do anything, right?
Honestly, I feel like when it gets to the height of where everything's going on and the real bad stuff is happening, that's when I become completely just defenseless, helpless. Mm. I can't do anything, move, say anything at all. So,
wow.
It is what it is.
The hero dies in this one.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Every time. Every
Crazy,
time.
Man.
I've drowned myself before in my own dream.
Drowned yourself?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out who was pushing me underwater, and I turned around and it was me. I was drowning myself in a bathtub.
Oh, shit.
I had that when I was in high school.
Damn. So have you ever like full on died in your dreams?
No. I think I've always woken up right before I did. Right before I like fully just get murdered or pushed off of something or whatever. That's when I usually wake up. Sometimes, and so sorry to Anthony, sometimes I wake up and I am either screaming or I am swinging. So mm-hmm. the energy still comes through. So I think I've punched him in the face once. I've shot my arm straight up, but then it just went straight to the side and of course it's on his side. So I just knock his ass out.
Wow.
I think I've pushed him off the bed once. Yeah. Sometimes, not all the time. When I dream about bugs, like my legit fear for bugs is real. And for the people who know me, I will dropkick your baby if you ever throw a roach at me, especially if it's dead.
You don't even play about the fake ones.
Hell no.
When they taped it to your coffee mug that one time.
I think that's got to be roach. The first Halloween. I haven't messed with a single bug on your desk.
Yeah. Oh, it's not too late.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
It's too late. I'm so sorry. It's too late. Fuck you. Okay.
We got to sneak one into his
work bag
inside of the coffee.
Oh,
yeah.
I would know. I'm going to throw it on you. Don't think
I'm going to sneak one into your work bag into one of the pockets. Oh, so no. When you're like fishing.
Oh.
First of all, yeah. Do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, don't do it.
I'm ready to go to jail. I don't mind. I'll drop this up every day. Oh. I'm going to still get mine.
It's given. I'm a survivor.
But when I punch you in the throat and you can't breathe, know that's your fault. You did it to yourself. You did it to your damn self.
You had it coming.
Yeah. That's later.
Stupid. Damn. That's a fucked dream, though.
Yeah, of course it's at work. Like, of course it has to be at work.
Right.
It couldn't be, you know, in a bathhouse or something. It had to be at fucking work.
At a bathhouse? In Germany?
It definitely sounds like it was giving Slenderman vibes for sure, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It's crazy. I think of the dreams I've had when I was little, and man, it was rough. But it is what it is.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, but I was saying about the bugs. When I dream about bugs, that is for sure a praying mantis is one of the most terrifying bugs I have ever seen in my life.
Why?
All of my stuff comes from movies. I think that's where a lot of my stuff comes. There's this movie of this like suburban, random white family. I think it was from like 92, 91 or something. It's a real old movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're aliens. And so one night they're having a little campfire in the woods and they're just doing something. And some people are going to be like, oh my God, I know that movie. So they're around this fire, and so they're like, okay, we're going to take our skin off or whatever, and they're all praying mantis. What's the plural of that? Praying mantis? Praying manti?
No, I think just praying mantis is fine.
Mantis? I don't fucking know.
They were all mantis and...
yeah, you could say manti.
Manti.
Who's that? Pokemon.
Sharkeesha, no!
With the ashy knees. The ashy knees, goddamn.
That's all I think about is that fucking vine from back in the day. Who's that Pokemon? Sharkeesha, no.
So, but yeah, they take off their stuff. They're all, and they're like giant more than human sized praying mantis, and horror. Just in the instant of that, a fear was built into my brain. So that one I just never let go of. And I can't. They absolutely terrify me. When I see them on TikTok, sometimes they pop up. I have blocked the user. I dislike the video.
Not blocked.
I do everything to get that shit off of me. I can't. I have to cover the image. I start sweating almost instantly. It is crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think I'm only scared of roaches. If I see a roach, I'm out of there like swimwear. Okay, I'm gone. Expeditiously.
You can ask Buki. Sometimes I'm gonna pick him up and throw him at the roach. Buki, go. Just throw him. Go get him.
I always let you know the roach is there,
though. Yeah. He did. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah. We're walking into one of our work locations. And he was like, oh, look. What did you say? Like,
watch on your left.
Oh, yeah. Watch on your left. I was like, what? And I look, and I was just like, ah. And then I was in one of our other work locations, and we're looking at a drain, and there was one walking around. Nope. I pushed two girls out the way. Excuse me. I got to go. I ain't coming back.
Like in White Girls, move, bitch.
See, I'm not afraid of roaches. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, if there's nothing near me and it's on the wall, I will punch the wall that the roach is on.
Straight up. That's disgusting.
Just punch
the wall. What the fuck? You don't get a shoe or...
Let's say like if it's getting away and I don't have anything on me, I'll punch straight
through. Bitch, boom.
I'll punch that hole straight up.
FBI, bitch!
Not in my house.
This is my swamp.
Thank God I have not seen a roach in here.
In the 3 years I've lived in my place, I've only had two. That is the only reason Gabby lives with us. Only reason. Me and Anthony do not do bugs.
Oh, she kills the bugs.
She's the bug killer. Okay. Or we'll use like her shoe to kill the bug. Not even.
That's fucked.
We'll go out of our way to go get her
shoe. Run to her room to grab her shoe.
Roaches on the ceiling. You're just tossing Gabby up, trying to have her hit it.
She's going to break our floor. We can't be doing that. Guess she's going to hear this and be like, motherfucker.
Shout out to Gabby. What's up, Gabby?
Shout out to Gabby.
The OG, Dudonde intro.
Yeah.
What do you want, fat bitch?
That's the best shit.
Okay, so I want to veer away from our
spooky dreams.
Our spookies. Uh-huh. Our spooky.
I do have a random question. It is Halloween themed. You know, we can't be so serious the whole episode, even though we weren't the first half. But, you know, we got to end on a funny note. If you had to fuck a supernatural creature, would you rather fuck, I don't want to say a witch because like that's too easy. So would you rather fuck a vampire or a werewolf?
Vampire.
For our straight friends, it can be a female.
We 2 and 2 right now.
Why?
We 2 and 2. We got 2 straights, 2 gays. So
oh, yeah.
What do you mean for the straights?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just general. It's not anything specific. Just in general. Would you rather fuck a werewolf or a vampire?
Vampire.
Vampire, for sure.
Okay. And why?
Because she'd be voluptuous.
How do you know she'd be voluptuous?
I would assume she would be voluptuous.
Because all them hoes on the movies are all voluptuous.
Versus like but a what if it's hairy like, wolf.
But what if like...
There's anything wrong with a hairy woman. Don't get me wrong, but...
I feel like they've been around long enough to where they could work some magic on
experienced.
Like
they know how to
if they're like 3,000 years old and shit.
Yeah. And they do, you know... Do know how to suck. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
They also drink a lot of blood. So, I mean, STDs a little bit out there now. You won't come out with the herpes.
No, because
I guess you wouldn't have to worry about getting.
They're immune. Yeah. They flush that shit.
They're undead.
They flush that shit out.
It's common knowledge. They flush it out.
Oh my god!
Just don't use a condom. Fine. Just put some garlic on your dick.
That's the safe word. Garlic.
There you go.
Garlic. The garlic. Safe word is garlic.
Garlic.
Ooh, you bite me too hard. Garlic. Garlic. Bitch, garlic. 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 Pull your finger out of my ass.
The safe word is wooden steak.
Okay, I mean, what about...
Okay.
So they have vampires. What about you?
I feel like you answer first, because I want to see if my answer is just absolutely fucking...
I know. I've seen some of them werewolves, and oof.
Right.
Yeah.
Team Jacob. Right. So I think it depends. Yeah. Now...
Doggy style.
I guess it depends. Like,
yeah.
Which werewolf are we talking about here? You know, if we're talking about, like... A Twilight werewolf like Jacob, like Team Jacob all fucking day.
What is the other one? A Teen Wolf?
Oh,
yeah, you're gonna get stuck with Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf. That's gonna be.
I don't know that team. Dang,
you old. Damn, I know you just aged.
Damn, you old. I didn't even. I was saying Teen Wolf from like fucking no MTV
other,
or whatever.
There's no other Teen Wolf.
No, the one that Tyler Posey was in.
That one.
I don't remember his character's name. I've never seen it.
Oh, what?
Before he jerked off on camera.
What?
There's a video of him jerking off.
You just know that?
Yeah, it's been like it was all over the place.
Richard knows anything dealing with cum, dick, jacking off, dick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are you listening to this?
So movie? Not.
I seen your dick too.
So you watched Teen Wolf on MTV, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If we're talking werewolf, like, or the motherfuckers from like Vampire Diaries universe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Teen Werewolf. Yeah.
It's delightful. It's delicious. It's DiGiorno.
No. Don't change. This is don't go to werewolf
yet. But no, like, okay. So if I'm talking like yes, obviously the hot ones from like Vampire Diaries and Teen Wolf, of course. But I'm talking about like. Absolutely, like fucking feral ass werewolf. Like they have not like when the Twilight people transform into an actual fucking wolf, but like you know a werewolf, like
snout and all, like gnarly, like that.
Then I would definitely go vampire.
Yeah, I would go vampire. I would be open to werewolf pre transformation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
But it's just a person.
No, it's not.
They can spit roast me. I mean, they can make it work.
Oh.
So, before transformation, then they're just...
I don't
just,
feel like it would be because, like, werewolves have the extra strength and all the endurability, so it probably...
So they're just going to manhandle you?
It would just be fucking feral, you know? Like, one would assume.
Yeah, that's true.
What if you get one of those...
werewolves, though?
Yes.
I feel like I've only ever seen male.
No, there's female werewolves.
Wait,
every fucking universe. In Teen Wolf, and fucking...
maybe I missed
it. In Twilight, there was only one in Twilight.
Harry Potter, too, I think, right?
No, there was only, what's his name?
In Wednesday.
Was his name Greyback, right? Was the werewolf in Harry Potter? The one that turned Lupin?
The fugly werewolf?
Yeah, he was fucking ugly.
Yeah, he was.
Disgusting looking. I think his name was Greyback. Something like that.
Bareback.
Right?
Yeah.
Bareback.
Not Bareback.
Yeah, it's great.
He's the one that, he's the one that mauled Lavender Brown to death. So sad.
Yeah, that's true.
I like Lavender.
So, speaking of werewolves, what would the safe word for werewolves be?
Oh. Chew toy. Squeaky.
I was going to go with full moon.
Full moon.
Full moon.
You just howl? No.
Silver bullet.
Ooh.
It's Silver Bullet, right?
Silver Bullet.
Yeah. Don't stop. Harder.
Oh, God.
Bullet me.
Not bullet me. Bullet. Silver Bullet me.
I don't know. I think Silver Bullet.
I think so. That has a good ring to it.
Yeah. Silver Bullet.
And then y'all said vampire was garlic. Right? That's garlic. Fucking funny.
Garlic.
Garlic.
Garlic. Stop.
Put some garlic on it.
But then imagine if, depending on what lore you're following too, what if you're fucking one of those vampires that like levitates?
They're just like, this guy.
Y'all are just fucking mid-air.
She can take me with her, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
let's go, baby.
Maybe no more than like 2 feet off the ground.
Fucking Mile High Club. It's Mile High Club right there.
Period.
Yeah. Nah, I can't.
Like in Interview with the Vampire, they fucking can fly or they levitate. Yeah. But that motherfucker was like to the clouds. I'm like, bitch, that's flying. That ain't levitating.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would go that far. Just like maybe like a couple inches off the bed would be good.
Where's your sense of adventure?
Right.
Like...
I do it fast. They can fly straight as long as they're like 3 feet off the ground. I'm not a height person. Nope.
Don't matter where we go. We just
as long as we're together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
that's a good one.
Take me higher. You know, whatever.
What's another? Would you let a ghost fuck you?
I think depends on the ghost.
Yeah, I think.
What was that?
I think everything is circumstantial. Let's be fucking for real.
That movie with Marlon Wayans, when they're in the house, they're making fun of a
Scary Movie.
Haunted House.
Is that what it is?
Is it called Haunted House?
Yeah. Scary Movie 2.
Scary Movie 2?
No.
No, Haunted House.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're talking about the one where he's getting his dick sucked by that ghost and he has to put a bag over her head, that's Scary Movie 2.
No, not that one. Not that one. It's
if you're talking about the one where he fucks Annabelle, that's Haunted House.
Annabelle.
Yeah, do you know
it's
that?
It's the one where I don't get off. No, there's a
there's, I think, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, what talking about. That's Haunted House. He literally fucks. I don't know if it's Haunted House or Haunted House 2, but he fucks Annabelle because he's married, but Annabelle's like trying to seduce him, and she sends him like pictures of her in a bikini and all type of shit.
That does not ring a bell. I don't think I've seen that.
There's a part of the movie where he's literally fucking her. He's like, "Oh, you giving me splinters."
Oh yeah.
Yes, okay. I promise I didn't make that shit up.
I only remember because
I remember how absolutely just in shock I was by that scene. I was like, oh my God.
And he gets fucked by the ghost in his room.
Oh yeah. The ghost with like a big dick.
Yeah.
And he like puts him in doggy position. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I definitely haven't seen that.
That movie is fucking unhinged.
It's called Haunted House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a spoof, like another parody.
It's
like
a Paranormal Activity. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think the
first it's a spoof of a bunch of different
scary movies. I know which one you're talking about now, but I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a compilation of different scary movies. But it's mainly like has that Paranormal Activity feel because they're like recording it on their video camera or whatever.
I think the first one has it where it's like the recording of overnight and they're just fucking on the bed.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah,
doing
some. I think the second one was the more unhinged one.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
I think Sinister makes an appearance in one of them too.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The second one.
Yeah.
He just pops up.
Dude, Sinister though?
The first one was fucked.
Yeah, it was.
The second one wasn't that.
It wasn't scary. That bad. Sinister is a really big... So Sinister, Insidious, Conjuring are like probably one of my top threes for sure.
Conjuring recent. 2 was so much better than the first Conjuring.
I agree. 100%.
But that was the movie that the nun was first introduced in, wasn't it?
Yes. Conjuring 2.
I remember seeing that movie for the first time. I was like, this movie's fucked.
Is that the one where they're in England?
Yeah. In Liverpool or whatever the fuck. Yeah. In like the 60s.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Valak. So
there he goes again,
saying it just every one day. They're gonna pop out one day. I'm just gonna be
looking at that mirror, and right we're gonna point at you,
at your place, not here.
Right?
I'm gonna walk away. They're already with me, they know where I live. They can come later.
Not Richard,
they're on his back.
They're on a shift change,
they're on their break right now.
They're like, damn, I've been on the clock for 12 hours. Where's my relief? They have the night auditor coming.
You didn't run your reports. You'll ruin the day.
I imagine they're just on a fucking cycle.
I fucking hate you.
They have the shift manager and everything.
Yeah.
I wish. I don't know.
You wish.
Every single episode, though. Name drop a demon for every single episode.
You got me fucked up. Absolutely.
You got to summon some shit at this table.
Maybe I think I will. I'm going to find some deep, dark ass ones, too. Shit going to be floating by the time I'm gone.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Dark ass ones. Floating. You hear all this shit? It's all like correlating.
Yes.
Also, not to deter, but we have not yet shared our Spanish word of the day.
Oh, we haven't, yes.
Spanish word of the day. Buki. You want to tell us what the Spanish word of the day is?
So, Spanish word of the day is conchudo.
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 Conchudo. And Buki, do you know what that means?
It's like a freeloader moocher, and also it could be used to call someone a cunt.
Yes. See, I've learned this word just recently because of Buki.
Mm-hmm.
Conchudo. All right, so means moocher, freeloader, and a cunt.
C-U-N-T.
So that's a good C-U-N-T, word. Conchudo. Yeah.
Conchudo.
Conchudo.
Aaron, can you use that in a sentence for us?
Richard is a fucking conchudo. Muy conchudo.
Muy conchudo.
Muy conchudo. Muy conchudo.
Ay, mija, si you're
se puede
conchudo.
Or whatever.
Si se puede.
Somebody, okay, remember how we did in season one where the phone would say it? Can somebody pull that up and see what the phone sounds like?
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh yeah, because when she would go,
conchudo.
Coño.
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 ¿Cómo se dice? Coño.
Or nieve.
Nieve.
The car is passing by.
Nieve.
Conchudo.
C-O-N-C-H.
Let's take a guess. How do you think it's going to say it?
Let's see.
Wait, what? Do you have a guy or girl audio on your thing?
I think I have a girl.
Perfect.
Conchudo.
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 It's not a...
I want to put like a country hick. Conchudo.
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 You gonna chew it though?
What kind of tortilla chip is that?
What did you say?
What kind of tortilla chip is that?
I don't want no taco.
They're like the Mexican dishes.
They're like, carne. What's that?
That carne. Carne asada.
Carne.
Hold the spice. I don't want any of that on my conchudo.
Just at a fucking Mexican restaurant.
Is that some of that comino on there?
Let's see if it says.
No cilantro, that? Por favor. Oh,
oh, oh. Mm, here we go. Ready?
Is that that green herb that tastes like soap?
The slur is coming out of Brian.
It's okay. He's around the people. It's okay. Right. He's around the people. It's okay. He's one of us.
The man bringing this down. Okay.
Stupid.
Okay, here we go. Let me see if it says it.
Conchudo.
Hey, not bad.
Oh,
not
conchudo.
Conchudo.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's not too
that's
bad.
A pretty good pronounce.
Wait, well, can I? I want her to say something. Can I type something?
I want to see how. Oh.
Cunt.
Is it English? Okay.
Yeah. I wonder what happens if you set to German.
Oh. Okay, so do I just hit the thing and she'll say it in English or Spanish?
Whichever one. There should be one for each. Yeah, like if you do the bottom one for Spanish.
Okay, I want to do that. Hello? It's not working. We hear you do it. I don't know how to work that ghetto Android shit.
Suck my ass. Chúpame el culo. Oh.
Damn, I'm gonna screenshot this. I'm gonna say,
I love how, what's the word?
Announce, like she enunciated.
Yeah, I love how enunciated she is. Do it again.
Suck my ass.
You can really hear the.
Oh, wait, suck hold on. I got ass. One more.
You really can.
You can. Suck my ass.
Good job, Android.
My ass hoe. My ass hoe.
Was that Google?
Yeah, it's Google.
Feliz Halloween, putas.
And that's on Google.
And that's on Google. And that's how Mary had a little lamb.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yes. Is that
the name of the and for those episode? Who don't
Happy
know.
Happy Halloween.
For those who don't know.
Happy Halloween horse.
That's perfect. I love it.
I'm literally going to have so much fun now that I know Google talks out loud like that.
Google.
Get an Android. So
I'd rather get herpes.
Okay.
Wow, is it that serious?
No, it's not that fucking serious.
Why not?
If it's ever that
Aaron's
serious,
like, Aaron's like, actually, it is.
This is not a fucking game.
I'm not fucking around right here.
Do you hear the words? Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
It's super serious.
If it is ever that serious to where you'd rather have herpes than an Android, seek help. Like,
yes. Call the hotline or something or whatever. The
call me, I'll help you out.
Call that one song that Logic wrote.
Call Richard or leave some hot Cheetos. Go to build some hot Cheetos.
Light the phallic candle.
Yeah.
Light the Cheeto some on fire.
Put some Cheetos, that's all. You know how easy that would
put
be?
Put some hot Cheetos in your coffee.
Say Colgate three times in the mirror.
All of the above. Well,
say Colgate three times while in a packet of like in a circle of ketchup packets and throw Cheeto dust in the air.
Cheeto dust in the air.
Richard will appear. He'll crawl out from under the bed.
His response could be like, what you want?
Right. Now you're going to come out.
Oh, girl, I was just done with your dad. What's going on?
He's like, I don't fit under this fucking bed. It's about time. Yeah,
he will. No, he appears in the bed, just goes, ooh. It's uneven in the middle.
Fuck you both.
What is that lump in the bed?
Well, fuck all three.
You know how long I've been waiting here?
The fucking headboard breaks.
My back.
The bed frame just breaks in half.
The fat shaming that is going
on. No.
Not even. He appears like 2 hours after you do the ritual.
Out of breath because he had to take the stairs.
Out of breath because he took
Are
the
stairs. Are you saying he's always late?
Always God late. Goddamn.
If that ain't out the truth, breath. I don't know what it is.
I was going to say a joke, but it's too soon. I was going to be like, he's all late because he had to take an Uber.
Oh, baby.
I think I said it the last one, right? My car's gone.
Yeah.
On the first soon? Episode.
My car's gone.
My car's gone.
Where's my car?
Dude, where's my car?
Oh, my God.
Not this being Fuck Richard Part 2. But
The slurs.
I'm just kidding. You're not fat at all.
Mm-hmm. Bitches.
I'm the local fat fuck of dude doing it. It's fine.
We're all beautiful. Nah. We're all beautiful. Right.
We all thick. Make me that boogie boo's not thick.
He said boogie boo's not thick.
Boogie boo.
Boogie ain't thick. He got them cake though. Got them
he
cake?
Thick where it matters.
Mm-hmm. Thick what matters.
Mm-hmm.
The butthole. That's how I make my money.
Just multiple layers of butthole.
just saying my secret out on live mic, right, just for everyone to hear.
Instead of lip injection, he got a butthole injection.
That's where he got big bookie, not the little one.
that's where it comes from. Good to know the origin now.
Where the ring emoji comes from. Mm. The red ring. Oh, God.
Is that a lasagna?
Deep dish pizza.
Not deep dish pizza.
Is that a party box or pizza?
God damn. I hate you all.
I'm like, bitch, I know Chicago style when I see
it. Oh, fuck. Not Chicago style.
Mm-mm. Mm, delicious.
I hate you.
That gave me more flashbacks to seeing those fucking Chicago style hot dogs that have like whole ass pickles on them.
Mm-hmm. Those are good. With the relish and the mustard. They have mustard fucking
literally
shit.
Everything. What do they call them?
Trash? Yeah.
No, I was watching a food documentary. They have
I think it's called a Chicago.
Or like garden style or some shit like that. No,
fucking, that sounds terrible. What is that?
It has like fucking tomato, like slices of tomato. It has
gone
onions. Gone. It has relish.
Gone.
It has whole ass pickles.
Gone. All of that is, I hate all of that. I'm sorry. Well,
Ram is also the one that gets his street tacos with like just the meat.
Meat and cheese.
Meat and cheese.
And sometimes when I'm feeling festive, I'll put a little bit of Savoy Sala in there.
I mean, feeling festive.
Sometimes.
Feeling festive.
Because you know he don't like cilantro.
Nope.
He don't do raw onion.
Mm-mm. You don't freak.
I'll put some salsa verde on that thing though. It has to have salsa, you know, it salsa verde there.
He'd be the one to put ketchup on his street tacos. He don't even
put limes on it all the time.
Oh, I do. Oh, do all you? The time. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I love it. Yeah. I have to.
Yeah, I have to have limes.
Limes are a must for street tacos. For
if y'all haven't checked out Tacos Vitali over there on Babcock, it's pretty fucking good. Check it out. Mm. And go see my girl Yoli over there on San Pedro Avenue.
Oh, Yoli. Ooh.
She's only open Thursday through Sunday.
Shit. What's good, Yoli?
That's in the ghetto.
But her fucking beans her are beans literally are the best beans I've had fantastic. In San Antonio.
I believe that because it's hard to find good Mexican food out here. Believe it or not, you gotta go.
She's expensive as fuck. Don't get me wrong. Like I spend at least $25,
but it's worth it.
Yeah, I feel like you get. You're paying
for
good.
You're paying for quality. Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, you gotta.
But I always get an extra thing of beans because they're so fucking good.
Like la frijoles especiales.
Her chato's bean. Her chato beans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I don't know what the fuck she puts in her broth for the beans, but it's so fucking.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the crack is.
Right.
Drugs.
Just a little bit of cocaine inside the soup.
Cocaina. Cocaine. Frijoles de cocaina.
Frijoles.
Frijoles.
Just
frijoles.
Like mommy used to make.
Right. Damn.
Chicken.
Yeah, that too.
Chicken?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Her chicken's good as fuck too.
Pollo.
Polo.
Polo.
Polo. Polo. Chicken con polo. Wait, no, that's chicken with chicken, isn't it?
It's chicken with chicken.
I was like, is that just double chicken?
Yeah, duh.
Chicken stuffed chicken? Oh, fuck. Ugh. Imagine that.
Oh, that chicken sandwich from, was it KFC? Who had it? Or was it wasn't Church's, Popeye's. Where they did the fried chicken patties and that was the bread. And
oh, then yeah.
It was KFC.
God, that's disgusting.
Ugh. You know, I like chicken, but too much chicken gives me osco.
Yeah, no, nah, hell no.
But I've had too many instances where like I order chicken and then it comes back not fully cooked. So
that's gross.
I like medium rare chicken.
I have
what?
medium rare chicken? You only medium rare chicken?
You better order your chicken well done, bitch. The fuck?
Just a little blood don't hurt nobody.
Fuck no. I don't fuck with salmonella.
Little
bitch.
Pink.
Yeah, I don't fuck with
little
that.
Pink. I do like some pink, but not in my chicken.
That's why I don't fuck with Bill Miller's no more. I used to fuck with their chicken strip combo. Mm-hmm. There were two different times at two different locations where I ordered it and the chicken was fucking raw.
Oh, fuck that.
I have not eaten there in years. That happened to me at work the other day. I had a fucking raw chicken strip and, bitch, I was... Ugh.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm.
And hot at the same time.
The maggots coming out of it. Mm. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I would much rather get to a point in my life where I don't eat meat. It kind of grosses me out sometimes, honestly.
I've always wanted to butcher my own animal. That'd be fun.
Yeah, if I had like a farm or something, that'd be different.
Like kill the cow.
But then what if you get like attached to the animal? That's fucking sad.
I'll eat it.
Wait, you want to like see it through? Yeah. Like you want to...
What do they call it? Grass fed, right?
Break the neck.
Is that what grass fed? Damn.
All the vegans are coming after us now.
Yeah.
Y'all ruined the day.
Throw a chicken nugget at them.
You throw your dino nuggies at them.
Oh my god. Okay, so I went to Sam's the other day and I was buying stuff just to have, and I bought a bag of chicken nuggets, just regular chicken nuggets. They're like I forgot what it's called. Anyways, they're really good. But then I was like, fuck, I don't want these. I want dino nuggets. So I bought both. And I got like 5 pounds of just dino nuggets. I'm ready to go.
Damn.
I'm ready to eat them masses.
Do you eat sides with them?
No.
You just raw dog the dino nuggets?
Yeah. Maybe sometimes I'll do like a kimchi with them, or I'll do
kimchi like a sriracha with your mayo. Chicken nuggets?
I could see it.
Yeah. But when I eat my chicken nuggets, I eat all the outside, and then I like
of course.
Stack them.
I was about to ask
of
that.
Of course,
too.
You eat the like crust that? First.
Yes, eat all the crust, and then I stack the naked nuggets, and then I'll go back and eat the nuggets. Yeah, I do that with everything. My dino nuggets, regular chicken nuggets, I do that with McDonald's. Definitely with McDonald's nuggets. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm one of those monsters.
Mm-hmm. But monster. You're one of the monsters from your dreams, bitch.
I am the demon. wait, okay, so I brought up some random stuff that I do weird. I think I asked you this the other day, and you had to think about it. What do you do weird, Pookie? What do you do weird in your...
I don't think I ever had an answer for you for that.
Right?
Because, like, there's not much really that I do that seems...
Oh, I summoned something inside this. I don't know if our listeners heard that. There was.
They definitely heard that. What was that?
I was literally like, what the fuck was that?
Anyway, go ahead, Buki. Go ahead.
Do you hear that?
It was like someone breathed hard.
Somebody,
as fuck.
Somebody was like,
"No, it didn't even sound like it." Sounded like,
it's like,
"All right, so the show's anyway. I'm out." Anyways, go ahead, Buki.
Weird.
I don't like. I can't remember what answer I gave you. That's.
Do you eat your nuggets weird? Or do you just like fucking
eat them like a normal person? Like,
there's no like weird peculiar habits that you have.
You like to suck on cucumbers before you peel them. You like to deep throat a banana. I don't know.
No, like I'm thinking about. I don't have any weird habits. Yeah. Like,
you don't eat a banana like backwards.
No,
you, like
the
little stump.
I think that.
Who the fuck eats a banana like that?
I think what I told you was the weird thing that I do is like I typically only eat with one hand. Oh, that's because right. I hate like grease getting on everything else. Yeah. Like,
eat with your left hand?
Yeah, I usually eat with like my left hand, and that's I think that's like the weirdest thing I could think of.
So a mild form of OCD for when you eat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna be paying attention next time I see him eating.
You know what? That's a good point. If I'm sitting at my computer in my room. And I'm eating something, I will eat with one hand so that way I don't get like grease on the on the keyboard, on the mouse. So I can see that, Boogie.
I think it's just a habit I picked up from eating at my desk to where I just do it all the time now.
Yeah.
You can sit and interact with your stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, that's not too bad. I guess you're fucking normal.
I guess. Boring, I mean, I'm bitch. Not. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I did actually used to eat my nuggets the way that you said, where I eat the breading first and then eat the actual nugget. But that was like when I was 5. I feel like that's
so.
When,
fuck me.
Not right? 43.
Like, yes. Fuck you.
Go fuck yourselves. Okay,
fuck you.
Fuck you, Buki. You judgmental bitch. Okay, so I guess that's fucking normal. So I have another question. Because I go through like random podcasts just from other people on TikTok, on Spotify, on just everything. And this one guy brought it up. I think it's called You Should Know. I think that's the podcast name. Mm-hmm. And this guy's really crazy. He has a lot of anxiety. He has a lot of things that he does. I feel like I'm normal compared to this. And so what is the longest you have gone without showering? This guy said 30 days.
30 days?
30 Damn. Days. But he doesn't look like somebody who would smell. He doesn't look like he would be like a greasy person. He just goes 30 days. What's the longest you've gone? We'll start with Aaron. Go ahead, bitch. Longest you've gone.
Honestly, I know we've talked about it briefly. Like, I believe on here, and I know like in person we've had more like deep conversations about it. But when I went through that like real bad depression when I was 15, mm-hmm. I'm going into 16. It lasted a while. I obviously it's been, you know, 10 years, so I don't remember like the exact timeline, but I have no doubt it probably would. Honestly, it probably was something similar to that guy, but that was when
30 days?
Probably somewhere around there, but that was when I literally like that summer of being 15, literally did not get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
That was the story that, you know, we shared on here of when, you know, we talked about our mental health in that one episode. That was when that 2 month span when like I literally did not get out of bed. And then I finally did one day when I like peed on myself in the bed. So I would imagine it was probably something similar.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say during that brief depressive 6 month episode.
Yeah.
When it was the worst it's ever been. Yeah.
I think this guy, when he does his 30 days, he still does everything. He goes to the gym. He goes to work. He does still everything. What about you, Buku? What's the longest you've gone without showering?
I'm thinking probably 3 or 4 days at most. And that's just because I probably didn't have water at the time. And I mean, nothing really comes to mind besides that specific moment. Like, I don't think I've ever had a long bout of depression or, but
3 or 4 days.
Yeah. What about you, Ram?
I definitely have had my depression stages in the past, but, I don't think it's ever been anything to the point where haven't been able to get out of bed or anything. So thank you for sharing that, Aaron, by the way. I think for me, I have to go with Buki and say that maybe 2 to 3 days. It's just because of extenuating circumstances that I really don't remember what it was for. Either I was visiting somewhere that I didn't have accessibility to, or water was maybe an issue at the family home at the time. But maybe, I want to say about 2 to 3 days as well.
I think mine's only about 2 days. I don't think I've really gone more than that. But at one point, I would, when I was younger, I would shower about 3 or 4 times a day. Like I would shower before I went to school and I got home from school. Then if I was going somewhere, I would shower again. Then I got home, then I would shower again. Okay. I just have a lot of OCD things sometimes throughout my life.
No, that's definitely not a bad thing. I definitely have showered 2 or 3 times in a day before. That's not unheard of, especially with what you do during the day. I definitely shower as soon as I get home from work. That's for sure. Just because, you know, where we all work.
Oh, God. Yeah. But, it's funky over there.
And then sometimes I'll use a morning shower to wake me up if I'm really like, I cannot function right now.
Yeah.
I'll do a morning shower.
I feel like we've all said that at work a lot. Like, especially when we're having days where we're just running and running. Yeah, we're like, I cannot wait to go home and take a shower. Yeah. I feel fucking disgusting.
I feel gross.
And like sharing the whole like month thing, like you feel like that little hinge of embarrassment because you're like, you don't want people to be like, oh, he's fucking nasty. But like, obviously it was 10 plus years ago, you know. Y'all know I'm very big on like, let's also be realistic about when you go through those depressive episodes.
Like
nowadays you gotta be fucked up. I might not leave the house, but baby, I'm gonna take that shower.
Right.
But yeah, I know as a, you know, 15-16 year old, I mean, and what was going on in my life at the time, you know, that shit seems so like trivial and inconsequential. Like, you don't think about that.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
That's cool. Okay. And I have to, you know what? This is my big one. Cause you already, fuck y'all. But what about the longest without changing your toothbrush?
How do we end up back on the toothbrush thing? I love it though, by the way.
Cause you're bitches. Cause I just think about it. Like recently, I think I've gone through, what did I say? I think I've gone through 5 toothbrushes in the past few days. And it's just because they're just touch things. I dropped one. One touched the tube of my toothpaste. One touched my sink. One touched the different side of my cup that I didn't like it on. So just yeeting these bitches out. So it's great that I have 100.
Except when you run out of that supply, you're going to be like, well. Yeah,
I'm real nervous. I'm just watching it dwindle down. I'm just.
Well, you should probably start thinking about like restocking.
Oh, yeah. And we see if they're so good on Amazon.
So then you should definitely never invest in like a electronic toothbrush.
No, I tried and I ended up throwing away the tips. I was like, fuck.
This is. Well, now I know what to get Richard for like Christmas.
Just toothbrushes. 40,000.
But like some real good toothbrushes. Not like those plastic, like not like the.
Like some industrial.
Get you with some good bristles, you know?
Yeah, it's hit or miss because at first I was buying those and they were like $2-3 a piece or whatever.
So you felt bad throwing them out.
Yeah, because I
would. It makes sense.
Use them for like. I would sometimes not even use a toothbrush before I threw it out because it fell or something.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, fuck.
I know there's toothbrushes where it's like the handle is metal and you can keep that and just replace the actual brush part of it. I wonder if that would even
maybe be cheaper. I don't know. For you. I guess it depends on how much the head is.
Yeah.
I mean, head for me is only like $1. Sorry. I just had to do
it. Immediately my mind goes to when he said head, and he's like, how much is head? I was like, how much is head nowadays?
Yeah.
How much can you get that off the streets?
Right? What's the market price?
Right. Some market price.
Probably
38 cents.
For some good head.
Probably a smooth 25, 30 bucks.
Is that the going rate on, like, what's that street downtown?
Cherry and Guadalupe.
All the nurses over there.
For Richard, one hot Cheeto.
I miss my defenders.
Just give me a bite of your one hot Cheeto, and then I'll
bring him a fucking large horchata.
Is that what they ask for?
No.
Oh.
You never know.
Oh, you never know. They're thirsty.
There was something I was eating. I was eating some soup recently. I think it was when we were. What were we eating?
Tapasole I made you.
Was it the soup in the conference room?
No, I was eating something, and then I just like poured my whole bag of Cheetos inside of my soup.
It was a. We were on break together. I forget what it was.
Was that when you ate that birria ramen?
Salad.
I think it was a salad.
It was a salad.
Yeah. Oh, it was my Southwest salad. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mix it with the ranch and stuff.
All right, everyone. Before we wrap it up, we're going to hear from a special guest. So take it away.
It is I, Senor Predictor. I'm available to any of the lovely Patreon pledges of Dude Donde to predict your future and foretell your fortune. Take a step into the realm of mentiras, demonios, and hot checks that don't clear out of the checking account. For good laughs, a fun-filled time, and an empty wallet. A sense of fulfillment after a reading well told. Payments are to be received in the form of Western Union transfers, chicken bones, pestles, and or used toothbrushes. Dude Donde sends sincere regards to their Patreon pledges and invites you to seek out a mostly, somewhat, possibly, maybe kind of, quote-unquote accurate reading from Senor Predictor.
Well, thank you, Senor Predictor. Thank you. Yes, and just like you said, check out the Patreon for the tiers to be able to hear a special brujería reading from Señor Predicto.
From the mentiroso himself.
I mean, he can't promise, you know, a lot of things, but he can give you a good laugh and maybe kind of get it right. So, Señor Predicto, thank you. We look forward to it.
It's all up to the chicken bones.
It really is. It really is. The magic eight ball, the chicken bones. Mm-hmm. The said crystal ball that's hazy a little bit.
The crystal balls.
Crystal balls.
The crystal balls. Mm-hmm.
With that. The balls of the future.
The balls of Christmas past.
But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are nearing the end of the episode. Once again, we want to thank our lovely Patreon pledges on Patreon. Sub to that Aaron tier. We have Jeanette, Sabrina, and Terrence. Once again, thank you all so much for your continued support. Woo-hoo. And as well as any new listeners out there, we very much appreciate you all again for tuning in every week and listening. Be sure to check us out as well on our Instagram at Dude Donde. Follow the Discord for a lot of updates as well as movie nights, which we will have those coming up, as well as our Q&A sessions with the Dude Donde cast. Also, again, Patreon is patreon.com/dudedonde. Gentlemen, do you have anything else to add?
I think that's it for me, Richard.
I'm all good. Thank y'all for listening.
All right.
And don't forget to shout out Buki whenever y'all jump on the Discord.
Definitely. And once again, Buki, thank you for joining us on the show today. It was a great time having you.
It's been fun. Thank you for having me.
Well, with that being said, guys, this is Dude Donde signing off. My name is Ram.
I'm Richard.
And I'm Aaron.
Good night, guys.
Adios.
Bye, skonkas.
Feliz Halloween, putas.